Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holding delegation-level talks with Argentinian President Javier Milei at Buenos Aires. Defence, agriculture, renewable energy, trade and investment high on the agenda. World Bank ranks India fourth among the world's most equal societies. U.S. Justice Department arrests Nehal Modi, accused in multi-billion dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, on New Delhi's extradition request. In Jharkhand, four people die following collapse of abandoned coal mine in Ramgarh district, six rescued. In sports, India's 14-year-old Vaibhav Suryavanshi smashes fastest known century against hosts England in youth ODIs at Worcester. And in squash, India's Anahat Singh clinches Asian Under-19 Squash Championship title in South Korea. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding bilateral talks with Argentine President Javier Milei in Buenos Aires. They are reviewing ongoing cooperation and discussing ways to further enhance India-Argentina partnership in key areas, including defence, agriculture, mining, oil and gas, renewable energy, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. In his departure statement, before embarking on this multi-nation visit, the Prime Minister had called Argentina a key economic partner in Latin America and a close collaborator in G20. Mr. Modi began his day by paying respects at the statue of General José de San Martín, Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero. He is in Argentina as part of his ongoing five-nation visit that aims to strengthen India's engagement with the Global South. We now go over live to our correspondent Manish Shiva Azole, who is covering the Prime Minister's visit to Buenos Aires. Manish, tell us how the current trip is important in the context of India's outreach to the Global South.
Yes, of course. This is Prime Minister's third stop in a five-nation visit, all of which come under the Global South. So these countries, they face mostly similar or even shared challenges. And India has been focusing on this theme for some time now, be it for economic growth or political influence. Even cultural connections have been mobilized. So India is also trying to capitalize on its strength in sectors like information technology and digital public infrastructure, like the unified payment interface, for example. So, see, the South-South cooperation in critical minerals and energy security is, I think, one of the major themes when we speak of engagement with Argentina during this trip. All these measures are likely to strengthen India's already existing engagement with the Global South.
Right, Manish, thank you for updating us. Meanwhile, the heads of state from BRICS member countries and partner countries are arriving in Rio de Janeiro for the 17th edition of the summit to be held on July the 6th and 7th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in the evening today, according to the local time, in Rio de Janeiro, and early morning, according to India time. Our correspondent informs that the Sherpas from the member countries have prepared the groundwork for the discussion that will lead to a joint declaration.
The Sherpas from the member countries met in Brazil to stitch a draft declaration that will be deliberated upon by the heads of state during the leadership summit on July 6th and 7th. BRICS has been working relentlessly for the development of Global South. It wants to form a framework to collaborate on expanding cooperation in the areas of health, ethical use of artificial intelligence to solve global problems, reform multilateral banks, meeting the challenges of climate change, and also want to foster a balanced and inclusive global governance. India is keen on sharing its expertise in inclusive growth and digital economy. It also would like the BRICS forum to mention in the declaration a condemnation of cross-border terrorism perpetrated on India. It is a significant event for India where it can exert its influence on global affairs and advance its strategic interests within the BRICS framework. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
The World Bank has placed India among the world's most equal societies. According to the World Bank, India's Gini index stands at 25.5, making it the fourth most equal country in the world, after the Slovak Republic, Slovenia and Belarus. The Gini Index is a simple yet powerful way to understand how income, wealth or consumption is equally distributed across households or individuals in a country. India falls into the moderately low inequality category, which includes Gini scores between 25 and 30. The United States Department of Justice has informed Indian authorities that Nehal Modi, brother of fugitive economic offender Nirav Modi, was arrested by U.S. authorities yesterday. The arrest has been made following an extradition request jointly submitted by the Enforcement Directorate and the Central Bureau of Investigation. Nehal Modi is wanted in India in connection with the multi-billion dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, one of the largest banking scams in the country's history. Investigations by the ED and CBI have revealed that Nehal Modi played a key role in laundering proceeds of crime on behalf of Nirav Modi, who is also facing extradition from the UK. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In Jharkhand, four people died today after a portion of an abandoned coal mine collapsed in Mahua Tungri of Mandu block area in Ramgarh district. The mishap took place during illegal mining in Central Coalfield Limited project. The incident occurred in the early hours at Karma area of Kuju outpost in the district. The rescue team has pulled out six people alive out of the total 10 people who were buried under the debris. All the rescued persons have been admitted to hospital. In Bihar, a special investigation team has been constituted to probe the murder case of prominent industrialist of the state, Gopal Khemka. Superintendent of Police of Patna Central will head the team. An unidentified assailant shot and killed Khemka last night in front of his residence in Patna. Following the incident, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar held a high-level review meeting today with the Director General of Police, Vinay Kumar, and other senior officials to assess the law and order situation in the state. He directed the police to expedite the investigation and apprehend the culprits as soon as possible, emphasizing that the case must be thoroughly investigated and perpetrators must be identified. The Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar is underway in full swing to ensure that no eligible elector is left out. Booth-level officers, supervisors, election officials, booth-level agents appointed by political parties and volunteers are working at grassroots level for the intensive revision. The Election Commission said in a statement that over 1 crore 4 lakh enumeration forms have been received. This amounts to 13.19% of the total electors in Bihar who are enrolled as on the 24th of June this year. The percentage of the forms distributed has also gone up to 93.57%, a report.
77,895 BLOs are going house to house to help the electors fill out their enumeration forms and collect them. In a large number of cases, the BLOs are taking live pictures of the electors and uploading them, saving the elector the trouble of getting their pictures clicked. The partially filled forms are also available for download on Election Commission's portal as well as on ECINET app. Nearly 4 lakh volunteers, which includes government officials, NCC cadets, NSS members, are also working on the field to facilitate the elderly, sick and vulnerable populations in the SIR process. Over 1,50,000 booth-level agents appointed by various political parties are also providing active support in the SIR process. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Senior leader and former Chief Minister of Bihar, Lalu Prasad, today took over as the president of Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, for the 13th time after the recently held organizational elections. He assumed charge at the RJD National Council meeting in Patna after his unopposed election. India's policies are strategically structured to transform the nation from a $4 trillion economy to a $32 trillion economy by 2047, said Mr. Piyush Goyal, Minister of Commerce and Industry. Speaking at IIT Madras's Sangam 2025 Global Innovation and Alumni Summit held in Bengaluru today, he said forward-looking policies of the government have already positioned India as the fifth largest economy in the world, and the country is poised to become the third largest by 2028. Mr. Goyal added that policies and programs of the government are shaping a future-ready India, an India that embraces technology and leads in fields like artificial intelligence, quantum computing and more. In cricket, India were 383 for 4 against hosts England on day 4 in the second test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy a short while ago. India were leading by 563 runs. Shubman Gill smashed a ton of 130 balls, while Rishabh Pant also added 65 runs off 58 balls to the total before getting caught and bowled by Duckett and Bashir Diop. Gill made a record by becoming the second Indian to score a double 100 and 100 in the same test match. He scored 269 runs against England in the first innings of the second test in Birmingham before scoring a century in the second innings on the fourth day. In the first innings, hosts scored 407 in response to the visitors' score of 587 at Edgbaston Cricket Stadium in Birmingham. By the end of day three, the visitors secured a massive 180-run lead. India's 14-year-old Vaibhav Suryavanshi smashed the fastest known century in youth one-day internationals today. He scored three figures in just 52 balls against England under-19 in Worcester. Suryavanshi knocked 13 fours and 10 sixes. He shared 219-run stand for the second wicket with Vihan Malhotra, who remained unbeaten on 100. In squash, India's Anahat Singh clinched the Asian Under-19 Squash Championship title with a dominant 3-0 victory over Hong Kong China's Cheung Tc in the final. She won in straight games with scores of 11-7, 11-2, 11-8 to secure the gold medal in Gimcheon in South Korea today. In the Under-17, Arivir Divan made history for India by winning the Under-17 boys title at the Asian Junior Squash Championships, ending the country's 13-year wait for the crown in this category. At the 2025 Para Archery Asian Championships in Beijing, Indian para archers clinched two golds today, taking the total medal tally to 7. The women's compound team of Sheetal Devi and Jyoti defeated China 148-143 to clinch the gold. Arvinder Singh and Bhavna secured another gold in mixed recurve after a dramatic 5-4 shoot-off win. India also earned 3 silvers in the men's recurve open, men's compound open and mixed compound open events. Rakesh Kumar won 2 silvers in the men's compound team with Shyam Sundar Swami and in mixed doubles with Jyoti. Monsoon rainfall continued intermittently across several parts of Himachal Pradesh today. While some areas saw clearer weather by the afternoon, relief and rehabilitation efforts were intensified in regions previously affected by heavy rainfall, landslides and cloudbursts over the past few days. Mandi district remains the worst affected. Deputy Chief Minister Mukesh Agnihotri visited the affected areas today to assess the ground situation. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holding delegation-level talks with Argentine President Javier Milei in Buenos Aires. Defence, agriculture, renewable energy, trade and investment high on the agenda. World Bank ranks India fourth among the world's most equal societies. U.S. Justice Department arrests Nehal Modi, accused in multi-billion dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, on New Delhi's extradition request. In Jharkhand, 4 people die following collapse of abandoned coal mine in Ramgarh district, 6 rescued. In sports, India's 14-year-old Vaibhav Suryavanshi smashes fastest known century against hosts England in youth ODIs at Worcester, and in squash, India's Anahat Singh clinches Asian Under-19 Squash Championship title in South Korea. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.